The most junior member of the U.S. Senate could make his maiden speech from the floor of that body this week, and a lot of people will be listening. That's because Democrat Al Franken has made a career of being funny and caustic. So what should we expect to hear from the gentleman from Minnesota? NPR's Mike Pesca has been talking to some of Franken's friends in comedy and politics.
Al Franken is smart and funny. Though even someone of only minimal intelligence could figure out that it doesn't help to play the clown on the floor of the Senate. Comedy writer Andy Breckman is such a man. The creator of the TV show Monk says funny people really have to work hard at not cracking wise.
The nearest analogy I could think of is a British actress coming to the States and doing an American accent in a soap opera. She has to always remember, I think, always be conscious of the fact that this is the accent she's going to be using today.
Breckman wrote for Saturday Night Live alongside Franken and wrote for Franken during a late 2003 USO tour of Iraq. The two remain close.
He has to, I think, always be aware of it. He has to always be tapping that brake. What I said to him the day the campaign ended, or the day we all thought the campaign ended, was you must be so relieved you can be funny tonight.
But even now, months later, Franken has yet to really cut up. Well, there was this one moment in the confirmation hearings of Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor when Franken wondered how watching Perry Mason could inspire someone to become a prosecutor.
Because in Perry Mason, the prosecutor, Berger, lost every week.
One kick.
In fact, this was not meant to be something that he was setting up as a joke.
Norman Ornstein is a friend of Franken's as well as a congressional expert with the American Enterprise Institute. He says the laughs Franken drew during the Sotomayor hearings were part of a phenomenon that funny celebrities frequently experience. Jerry Seinfeld and Steve Martin talk about it. People are so giddy to be in their presence that they laugh at remarks that aren't intended to be funny. Franken's press secretary, Jess McIntosh, says he was going for a human moment with the Perry Mason line of questioning. And there is some evidence that he left some zingers unzinged.
I just couldn't interest my mother, the nurse, and my brother, the doctor, to do it with me.
Oh, okay. Well, our whole family.
Right there, an obvious opening for a Dr. Kildare quip, but nothing. Also, there's the fact that Franken has great comic timing. He couldn't help but turn Senator Patrick Leahy into a straight man.
Is the senator from Minnesota going to tell us which episode that was?
I don't know. That's why I was asked.
There is a school of thought, here expressed by frequent Franken collaborator and SNL writer Jim Downey, that the senator could compartmentalize the yucks.
I actually think now that he's in office, I don't think he needs to worry about it. I think people appreciate in their politicians a good sense of humor. I mean, as long as it's not at someone's expense.
Two problems with that. One is political. Norman Ornstein says the tone set during the first few months in office stay with a senator for years. The second problem is comedic. Andy Breckman.
I've never met a really, really funny person that hasn't left somebody in the room slightly offended.
Although at this stage in American politics, leaving your opponents slightly offended may be seen as reaching across the aisle. Mike Pesca, NPR News.